This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And because it's Tuesday, that means we get to talk to Rob Morse. Rob Morse is the, he's part of the Polite Society podcast. He runs Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. He is a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog and a featured writer at ClashDaily.com and AmmoLand. Good evening, sir.
And sometimes I get to talk to Bill Frady, particularly on Tuesdays. That's the good part.
Well, that's not really sometimes. It's become like a regular thing, right?
I like it.
Yeah, anyway. So, we were talking earlier today, and there's a lot of things we want to talk about. Nothing specifically in any sort of format or anything. We just want to sort of wing it.
Let's see how that works.
Yeah. So, what's on your mind, Rob?
I have great empathy for both political hacks and for gun-owning Democrats. Today we had a guy who used to be, associate FBI director, we couldn't have women, as armed teachers. You understand a lot of women are teachers because they couldn't carry a gun. They'd have to dress like a guy. And all the women who concealed carry that I know looked at this knucklehead and went, how did he get out of the house without a minder? It's wow. There are about 6 million women with concealed carry licenses right now. Rough numbers. And we're going, oh, yeah, they went to all that trouble, but too bad it's just not possible for women to conceal carry. Really? Really, Mr. Tom Fuentes? Wow. Well, and I guess what that really does is it confesses to us what political hacks will say to be patted on the head by the media and how CNN is all about narrative rather than giving us some facts.
Well, I guess they don't go to any of Amanda Suffolk's concealed carry fashion shows either, do they?
They don't. And which reminds me, one of the gals in that fashion show, Amy Dillon, three-gun competitor, I think we wrapped her up with three or four different pistols.
Right.
And she's all of about 4'11", 5'2", something down in there.
Yeah.
And just walk right through it. And it is a little bit like Where's Waldo. Everybody's going, well, is it here? Is it where? Could? And then finally she does the reveal. And another one. And another one. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Now, I noticed another thing today, and I don't know who the quote goes with, but apparently if you get shot with a handgun, that's like being stabbed by a bullet.
Oh,
yes.
If
you're shot by an AR-15, that's like being shot by a Coke can.
I think that was one of our California senators.
Was it Feinstein?
Yeah. I think it was Dear Demented Diane.
The beleaguered Feinstein. Not even her own Democratic Party, is it?
Would support her anymore. Yeah.
I guess they're throwing every card they've got on the table because they want to ban them again. And I saw the language of that ban, which is basically, what would that leave us? Like single shot shotguns and some revolvers.
Yeah. I guess you could use a pump shotgun.
And that's only until the
until that becomes illegal, right?
Yeah, gun banning part two.
And so, I think you talked about it yesterday. who told the Republicans that the way to win is when you're in the majority, act out of appeasement?
I'm listening. Clearly, a lot of these Republicans do not know anything about guns. And they still are enamored of this idea where the press would like them. And they want to be liked by the press. So they're out there. And I mean, you got the one I told you about, Mast. He's out there calling for an AR-15 ban. Why are you stopping there, Representative Mast? I mean, you're a military veteran, and I say that. I say that with as much respect as that's going to get from one military veteran to another. The difference between me and Mr. Mast is that I don't think I'm the all-master being of time, space, and dimension.
How did you see the article where, the reason this is so deadly is that rifles shoot at like 3,000 feet per second and pistols are only 900, and I'm going, somebody does
that?
Not
that's the,
understand.
That's the communist on MSNBC. I can't remember his name because he's so inconsequential to me. I know which one you're talking about. It's because of speed.
Oh, Lord. Somebody's mother dropped them on their head one time too many when they were young. It's just baffling. You and I are making fun of the handicapped, and it's not polite. But what it means is that our listeners have to, when they hear this silliness at the cooler from their relatives, from their friends, you go, please, please don't say stuff like that, because it makes you look, to be polite, the term is uninformed. To be rude, we won't go there, just stupid, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sitting back and I'm listening to some of the stuff they're doing, and I think we can sound very informed and at the same time quite combative, because this is always the way they go. This is always, and the genie is out of the bottle. They can ban all the guns they want if they were able to actually make that pass, and they don't. They don't have the votes.
Right.
So if they were to make it pass, that doesn't make one child in one school any more safer than if they don't.
Well, I think what it lets them do is, okay, now I'm going to be pointed now. Maybe it's my mistake. It lets gun-owning Democrats pretend that Democrats aren't really out for their guns. It's how they vote, partner.
Well, I don't remember who it was. It was one of the Rockefellers, I think. He had a very nice AR-15 collection in the last go-round before they did the ban.
Mm-hmm.
And, he voted for the ban. So it smacks of when Kennedy laid the embargo down on Cuba, and he sent his entire staff out there to get every Cuban cigar they could find. He wanted to have his cake and eat it, too. He wanted to be in charge and at the same time still remain large. But all that being said, they're really letting it all hang out there this time. The whole pretentiousness of being objective is gone. They're not even pretending anymore.
No, it's a PR marketing campaign. It's paid for. The news isn't news. It's the paid wing of the Democrat Party and some very powerful elites. And you think they're going to overplay their hand? Well, we'll see. Will the middle wake up enough to be informed, or will it just swallow the headline and the sound bites? And, you know, will that determine our politics?
Well, I think what they're doing right now is while they're going after the NRA, and I'm not a member of the NRA, but one of the things about joining the NRA, I never looked at the NRA and said, you know, if I was a member of the NRA, I could get a break on a rental car from budget. So all that, anyway, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back on this when we get back. My guest this hour is Rob Morse of Slow Facts, WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, Ammo Land, and, of course, the podcast, Polite Society Podcast, and Self-Defense Gun Stories, which I don't think we're going to talk too much about that. We're going to freeform tonight because there's just so much fun stuff going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking tonight to Rob Morse. You know all the stuff that he does right now. I'm at his SlowFactsWordPress.com website. And, hey, Rob.
Hey, Bill.
You You say we already arm teachers in public schools.
Isn't that interesting? We really do. And it's just the same, absolutely analogous to, did you know we armed pilots after the 9/11 attacks?
Yes, we
now,
did. Yes.
Now, you don't see them. You don't see them when you travel, and therefore, out of sight, out of mind. We have thousands of man years, okay? Rough math. I don't know, 30 lifetimes already in just a few years of experience with armed teachers in schools. Now, those are the new ones. In the states where it was always legal, there are some states where they've been carrying for a long time. And in fact, in some states, like on college campuses, it was never illegal. So, yeah, there are and have been at armed teachers at schools. Part of what I find so fascinating about that is when local sheriffs go, this is really frustrating. We need more. And they say, we can manage. What's a big class through our local police academy? We'll take 100 applicants and it's filled in an hour. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And then the comment that just makes me, I'm like you, we should go without hats sometimes so people can see how, what perfect heads look like. If I had hair, I'd tear it out. Cause when they say, oh, no teachers want to do that. Teachers are professionals. They shouldn't have to carry a gun. Well, teachers are grown-ups. They can make their own choices for themselves. And rather than put their bodies between kids and a murderer, they'd like the chance for their kids to live and for them to live. Talk about voting with your feet and your heart. Wow. Yeah. Powerful stuff.
You know, Will Barker County, Texas, I think they started arming teachers in 2007. Nobody hears about that because it's one. I've actually spoken to the guy who was in charge of that particular school district. I've had him on the show before, and nobody knows who those teachers are. Nobody knows what their contingency plan is, and therefore they don't have any issues because they have very quietly managed to keep everything under wraps enough to where anybody coming in is going to be having to, you know, looking over their shoulder.
Right.
Now, you bring up the part with the pilots, right?
Right.
Now, you know, nobody ever mentions this, but there's lots of people that are not pilots and teachers that have very involved jobs, nonetheless, that carry a gun on a daily basis. And in some cases, you know, it may actually work out to them effectively carrying a gun on the job. Now, why is that never brought up?
Right. The fact that lots of lawyers that you and I know carry firearms. Oh, no, that's supposed to. Well, isn't that interesting? You hit the nail on the head with that. Concealed carry is a flawed product, isn't it? You're supposed to, when you invent a product, it's supposed to self-brand.
Right.
It's supposed to say, oh, when people see it, oh, look, he's driving a Ford, he's driving a Chevy, he's driving an import. Oh, look what his drink is. It comes in that very clearly identifiable can or bottle or whatever. And concealed carry is, boom, you're hit with the magic wand, poof, it disappears. What gun? So it is a flawed product. I absolutely get it. But to think that it's not there just because we don't see it. You know what? Bill, you'll have to put me in check here. It's a little bit like the adolescent who figures out that he has brothers and sisters, so his parents actually slept with each other more than once.
Hmm.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things we don't see that we just steer right out of our minds.
You know, I'm looking at this, and there's the most of the arguments against arming teachers are just pretty stupid because you were right. a petroleum engineer
for a while,
and I can't imagine how complicated a job that has to be. I imagine your continuing education is always there. All kinds of other things, certifications. You're probably on the road. You probably have all kinds of crazy challenges you have to meet. And yet you manage to not only carry a gun, but compete in the shooting sports. Now, how ought you? Are you like the supreme being?
No, just another knuckle dragon guy from who lives down in the South.
Yeah, but I mean, you did all of that while you were in California with a K.
Well, except for the petroleum engineering, but yes.
Oh, okay.
That was in account. Then I was designing high-tech lasers, but your point remains valid. No, come on, Bill. If your wife, you go, what'd you do today, honey? And she goes, nothing much. And you wait, go, and? And the laundry list, you know, fill three sheets. Well, that's true about stay-at-home moms. It's true about most of us, really. Our lives are incredibly filled and complicated, and we manage. And carrying a gun is just really a small part of that. What? It's true for almost everybody. Look, we're not, despite what the media would tell us, we're not a bunch of idiots. We manage complex problems to manage our lives every day.
Well, just think about taking your family down the road in the car when you got infants and everything. You're managing the car.
My gosh.
You're managing your family. You're managing the kids. You may have a phone call coming in that you've got to take, you know, hands free or whatever. There's many different processes all functioning all at one time. And you do that, and, you know, that just sort of tells me that anybody could drive a car, can operate a gun, carry a gun.
No, can fight a gun, Bill.
Yeah.
Now, here's... You were talking about it yesterday. When we come back, I hope we'll get a chance.
Sure.
You were talking about the Las Vegas shooter who really, when we're looking at what he did, you go, why all that wasted effort? And I think the effective, you know, he didn't read the ops manual.
Yeah.
It didn't read the Army field manuals that said a lot of this is waste, which is good. We shouldn't teach him. We don't need better nuts.
Well, you know, I think the nuts part of it is the indicative part, because we will discuss that when we get back, simply because it is very telling. The fact that, you know, and you know, we're also going to talk about all these guys seeming to use AR-15s, if you feel like it.
Because,
you know, there's some truths that need to be revealed there as well. Rob is just all over the place. He's in media. He's on podcasts. He's writing media. He's doing all these things all the time, all at one time. I guess he could probably carry a gun, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse, and we're just sort of letting it go right now today. And we were going to start talking about AR-15s. Where should we go with this, Mr. Morse?
You handled them way before I did. My perception of them was always that they're... They're a girl's gun. They're an intermediate power varmint cartridge.
Right.
You can do a lot with it. Fine. But it's not this. They're noisy, because off, especially short barrel version, but they're not this end-all, be-all, oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like Paddock had AR-10s and AR-15s.
Right.
And I think he may have fired 8 shots of .308 at something with it. Maybe had a bolt gun or something. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to hit these tanks that were out there next to the airport with those shots. And it, I think he hit them a couple of times and they just failed to do anything. But when it comes to, like, the Indian military was looking, considering which weapon to carry. And they were looking at one of the 5 series, the 545 to 556, which is the AK-74 to the AR-15 type gun. And they realized that those guns are most, they're better suited for wounding
right.
a combatant. And the reason you would want to wound a combatant versus killing a combatant is because of all the support that it takes away to care for that wounded combatant.
But you have to survive the encounter first.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So, that's the balance. When big armies tussle, right. But you're in a firefight. Now what?
Now, if you're going to shoot at somebody that you need to kill, you're probably going to be looking at 7.62 by something.
Right. Even the AK, the by 39.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, even the AK-47 was a much better fully automatic weapon than the M16 M4 ever was. Hmm. Ever could hope to be. So, those things. And, for them to be talking about them the way they are, the mystique that they put behind them, we were taught, based upon a sixth grade learning capability, the M16.
Right.
That's the way the Army teaches it. It is not that difficult. The way we used to train, we would spend hours upon hours upon hours putting a barrel, taking a quarter and balancing it on our barrel and pulling the trigger to where the quarter did not fall off. And that's how we learned how to pull the trigger. Just hours and hours in the prone, pulling the trigger, dry firing repeatedly with the quarter balanced on the end of your barrel near the A2 cage.
Sure. Great. I mean, by the way, can you now do that with your handgun?
Sure.
Okay. How about a dime?
They're nice and they're easier. My handguns are nice and wide, so I mean, I just sort of sit there and just.
Wide front sight.
Yeah. 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 So that's not any sort of a trick, but that was the way we trained with it back in the 80s, and we didn't have all of the. It wasn't a Lego set in the 80s. It was still pretty much the same thing. Now, what the big mystery to me though is that there are a whole host of weapons that I think the reason the spree shooters use the AR. Is because the press that is laid on the AR as this all-consuming killing machine.
Right.
You just carry one of those and kill people around you. And
right. It's what they see in the video games or something close. It's perhaps what they see in the movies. But it's, interesting that it was designed to be anybody can pick it up and use it.
Sure.
Just like the 9mm in a handgun, right?
Well, I mean, between the two platforms, the one that's going to run the best and the longest out in the field, if you don't have very much stuff to take care of it with you, is going to be an AK.
Right.
It's going to be one of the AK variants because the AR-15/M4/M16 really likes to be lubricated. And if you start running low on that or if you get something in that action, well, it's going to become an issue at some point versus the AK, which will just run.
They do sand tests, and, I mean, that's a YouTube staple, isn't it?
Sure,
Here we put our AK through the cement mixer, then we took it to a match. Yeah, well, maybe not, but still. But still, why do these celebrity-seeking killers use it? I think because it's a known commodity. To heap some more scorn on our media, if somebody comes up with anything that looks remotely like a modern sporting rifle, none of the parts may be mil-spec. Nothing fits on a, an AR. They'll still call it an AR. If it's got a foregrip and maybe even a forward assist, it's an AR. They're done.
And all handguns are Glocks.
Yeah, all handguns are Glocks, right?
Yep. So, but like I said, I think this is primarily, I know after Columbine where they didn't use any AR-type weapons. And,
right.
Columbine was in the middle of the assault weapon ban. There were they credit Columbine with creating 74 copycats.
Right.
So we exist in, and it's not about the guns, and I think this is more about who we are, because when you and I were younger, there were guns all over the place.
Isn't that interesting?
There weren't any background checks.
And you talked about it, too, between Coppell and, Kramer?
Yeah.
The guy who writes about, hey, don't... When some guy commits an atrocity, the media now goes and acts as a PR department for him, turns him into a celebrity, and we wonder why. Look, that's not informing the voters. That's pumping your ratings, and it promotes more of the same.
Sure.
Yeah, Clayton Kramer, exactly. That's painful, and Unfortunately, we don't have politicians who are brave enough to look at the media, point the finger right in their face and say, knock it off.
Well, they're too busy. Well, Trump does it. Trump does it. And, you know, all of this stuff that we're talking about, I the one thing that I wonder most about.
You know, Dana Loesch did it. Did you see her? That little quip at CPAC?
That they love mass shootings?
With white victims.
Yeah.
Because she goes, you guys look the other way when it's happening in Chicago or St. Louis or Baltimore.
Yeah.
Wow.
That left a mark.
Well, it's true. It's true. And, you know, it bothers me what happens in Chicago, because who knows who these young people could have been. And it's these killing each other's young people. And they don't seem to be too worried about that, but let something like this happen, which is horrendous. It's horrendous what happens in Chicago. It's horrendous what happens here. And they're going after the low-hanging fruit. And the one thing that I've been thinking most about it, it's not going to happen. You know, this Brian Masscat, he wants to have a temporary ban on AR-15s while Congress decides whether they're going to ban them or not. We've already been down that road before. We had a 10-year moratorium, basically, on any new builds. And then the gun companies looked at it and said, well, we can't have them with this or this or this or this. So they just quit building them with those things, and they still built them.
Right.
And they still had barrels. So, you know.
Well, and it lets the politicians pretend to be effective until the next outrage, in which case we're all supposed to suffer from amnesia and ignore the lies and promises they made the last time. It's, it didn't work. Well, it never worked. Well, that means we have to do more of something that didn't work.
Right.
That's insanity.
Well, they can't do that until they repeal the last thing. Let them have fun with that one. We're heading into the next break, talking to Rob Morse about the minutia that seems to be covering the media. Of course, not you guys out in the voting lands of America, but, you know, it's out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Back, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I'm talking to Rob Morse, and we're talking about what's going on in the United States today. Now, you got an article out there where you're talking about fixing the NICS, and you ask the question, how long do you have to be crazy before somebody notices you're crazy?
Yes. Good question. It's part of the Broward solution problem.
Right, right.
Let me ask you
one question about this before we unpack.
Okay, go.
Does this mean that there's 50 different ways for this determination to be made because we have 50 different types of setups for where a citizen can carry a gun? I mean, because the NICS is supposed to be this one thing that's supposed to be being fed this information, but like in the case of the Broward solution, which I'm going to let you explain, unpack as you will, how many more like that would be out there, do you think?
Oh, what? Exactly. Okay, now we'll explain to the poor guy who walked in the middle of this conversation. The NICS system is the National Instant Database System that determines who is prohibited if you're from being able to purchase a firearm. You're a straight-up guy. Your name never appears. Okay, what about someone who has mental illness issues? Now, we want to be really careful with that because that is such a broad bucket. What do they say? One out of four of us will have, quote, mental health issues. Well, wait a minute. Have you ever been seriously ill and therefore you felt depressed? Did you ever maybe you were seriously ill and were on painkillers and had to come off of them? So you were addicted for a time, eh? Okay, so all of those borderline issues appear. You know, were you ever depressed? Yes, my wife left me. Given the prevalence of divorce, a lot of people can feel that way. Different from clinical depression. A bout with mental illness or a bout with depression is one thing. Okay. Of those who are seriously mentally ill, a danger to themselves or others, do they get promptly reported to the NICS system? On top of that, And part of the reason there's sometimes hesitancy is, how difficult is it for you to say, you know what, my parents died. I lost a child. Yeah, I was depressed. That was 15 years ago. I've gotten over it. Okay, but how do you prove you're not crazy anymore? And, okay, it was situational. And then what legal hoops do you have to jump through? How many tens of thousands of dollars? More to the point, how many people don't have those assets to prove that they're no longer a risk to themselves and others? And did we just disarm a lot of poor people of limited means? Those are tough issues.
Well, I mean, the whole path back part of it is that's the bear trap, isn't it? I mean, say you've been married for 60 years to the same woman and she passes away. Well, you're probably older. Does that mean you lose all of your rights right away?
Right.
Should you? If you go to your doctor and say, you know, my wife of 60 years passed away and I'm, or 10 years, it doesn't matter. Whoever, sure. something happens. Bob Owens, you know, Bob Owens with bearing arms. A lot of people knew Bob and a lot of people got very upset when Bob did what he did to himself. So, were there any depressions going on around there? Probably.
Well, Bob, I think Bob was struggling with clinical depression, and what you and I would like is mental illness to be treated with great fidelity, meaning, hey, right now you have this illness.
Sure.
And as soon as you're easy in, easy out, right? That's what we want.
Yep.
Yeah.
There has to be a path back if it's a medical thing or a psychological thing. But
absolutely. Absolutely.
By the same token, though, the thing that bothers me is like with Broward County, and this that was a federal program to stop. That was part of a federal program to diversify the arrests of people. They had to really do something serious. They could get away with all kinds of things.
Well, and criminals very quickly learn. Okay, again. The word came down from on high that if Broward County wanted federal funding, they couldn't have a disproportionate number of minority youths arrested. Well, but what if they commit the crime? Well, then you have to find a way to hide that. And they did, which criminals very quickly learned, commit crimes using minority youths because they won't be arrested. Do it at the end of the month. When the quote has already been filled. Wow. What did this breed? A lot of criminals.
Yeah.
And in some cases, a lot of crazies. Because we wouldn't call a spade a spade. It's dangerous. Yeah.
Now, another thing that you mentioned here recently is where gun control, you know, When people are doing testing of drugs, they do a blind test where some people get the drugs. Well, actually, it's a controlled test. Some people get drugs and some people get a placebo.
Right.
And the placebo effect is supposed to show that, you know, mind over matter, whatever, people that are taking the placebo, which is normally nothing, may actually show some benefits or, you know, some they rally in their health or something. And gun control is... It's not really, it has a placebo effect until somebody decides to go into the gun-free zone.
Right. It's a placebo effect that politicians feed us. There, don't you feel better that I limited magazine capacity? And you go, well, sure.
I shot 10 times now. Thank you so much, Mr. Senator.
Except the criminal, that means that you and I aren't checking the criminals' pockets. Right? They never bothered.
Right.
And wasn't it true in New York that the 10-round magazine, no, it's 7-round magazine limit, and they said, since those magazines aren't physically available, you can only carry 7 in your however many round.
Right.
And you go, and do you think the criminals bother to download?
Probably.
Are you? Talk about living in a fantasy land in Albany, New York. My gosh.
I can just imagine being pulled over. Unload that magazine, son. I got to count them rounds. I got to count them bullets, boy. Let me see them. So.
Well, there are guys who've been driving through New York, and just like New Jersey, they got raked over the coals for that. Yeah, happens. And law enforcement officers that keep telling us, I respect the Second Amendment. Yeah, then you better look the other way. Not all of them do, and pretty straight-up guys get ground up by the legal system.
Yeah, so, I mean, this right now, I don't know. This is either going to be the end of the Democrats. And it's if it's the end of the Democrats, then we ought to see like a 7 million member NRA any day now because people are joining the NRA. The bounce back, I'm sitting back wondering. I'm not a member of the NRA. And
why is that?
Well, because I used to be associated with Gun Owners of America. But anyway, that's a story for another day, Rob. But
you think I can't donate to? It's okay. You can do both, Bill.
Yes, I know. But, I mean, if I join NRA tomorrow, it's not going to be because I might get a discount at Delta. all of these things that they're trying to do. And Delta got in trouble with that in Georgia.
Yes, they did.
They got in trouble with that. So, I mean, it's just like we used to say when we'd be marching in cadence, nothing in this world is free. So there are none of this stuff is free. And when I take my rental car back tomorrow, my car is in the shop, and when I take my rental car back tomorrow to budget, I'm going to be saying, you need to cancel my membership.
Yeah.
Although I think all of the rental car companies had some sort of a deal that's been canceled.
There were, I think Enterprise, Budget, and Alamo have the same parent holding company.
Oh,
so
no.
They all jumped together. So
there will be no rental cars going out anywhere, no more. Oh well. Anyway, thank you for joining me this evening. We need to freeform it a little more often. That's sort of cool. It's like Jeet Kune Do, having no style is style.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Of course, find Rob Morse at Slowfax WordPress blog. Find him at ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, on the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and part of the Polite Society podcast. We're rolling into hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.